The British Parliament has just defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to exit the European Union by 149 votes. It is a major blow to May's Brexit plans. There are only 17 days left until Britain is due to leave the European Union. So what's next? We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, head to London to talk with Sky News reporter Enda Brady. Talk a little bit more about today's developments.
Well, it's been a terrible day for the British Prime Minister. She's lost the vote and she's also lost her voice. If anyone has heard her speaking in Parliament, she's struggling to actually get the words out because her voice is gone. It's getting worse for Theresa May. She lost the vote tonight for her Brexit deal, basically, for Britain to leave the European Union on time on March 29th by 149 votes. This was version two of Theresa May's deal. Now, previously she'd lost by 230, so, you know, if you wanted to spin a positive here, it's getting slightly better. The defeats are getting less worse. But nevertheless, what happens next? She has said MPs will come back into Parliament this time tomorrow night and they will vote on whether to leave without a deal at all. And that would mean Britain crashing out of the European Union in just over 2 weeks' time, and that would spell chaos for the ports, the airports, for medical supplies, for food, transport, British citizens living in Europe and European citizens living in the UK. That is a huge vote this time tomorrow.
And is there any particular issue that has become a flashpoint for this debate?
Oh yes, one issue, and that one issue only. It is the Irish border issue. So you've got Northern Ireland, which is British, and obviously will basically have to do whatever the rest of Britain does, and the border with the Republic of Ireland, where I'm from, the south of Ireland, and that is the key issue. Under the withdrawal agreement that Britain negotiated with the European Union, they put in place a mechanism called the Irish backstop. Basically, if no deal can be reached in terms of business and future trade arrangements, Northern Ireland would remain in a customs union with the rest of the European Union. So there would be no hard border in Ireland. We wouldn't see a return to soldiers and checkpoints and all of the hassle and the potential for violence that we had in Ireland for many decades. But of course, that is what angers the unionists, the DUP party in Belfast, the unionists who support Theresa May's government and prop them up with their 10 members. They don't want Northern Ireland being different to any other member of the United Kingdom. So it's quite complicated, but the big issue is the Irish border. Theresa May has not done enough to assuage their fears and persuade the Democratic Unionist Party to basically get on board and back her.
Was there hope today, Enda, that the deal would go forward, or was it always a foregone conclusion that she just didn't have the vote?
This was dead in the water this morning. I mean, any political correspondent worth their salt, they were tweeting and predicting just the measure of the defeat. Some people thought 100 would be a respectable defeat. Others felt it would be 180, 190. In the end, somewhere in between 149 votes she lost by. But, you know, out of the four worst defeats of a British Prime Minister in the history of British politics, Theresa May now holds two of them. It's not good.
We have 30 seconds. Let's put you out on a limb here and ask you to tell us what's going to happen here.
Okay, so very, very quickly, guys, this time tomorrow night, Britain will vote, the Parliament will vote on whether or not to have a no-deal Brexit. If that is taken off the table, they will have to extend the negotiating period, and then at some stage we may even have another general election, or Theresa May could resign. Or we could have a second referendum on whether to even leave Europe in the first place.
I feel like we're going to be talking to you soon. As always, we appreciate your time. Sky News reporter Enda Brady.